Pacific coast. I guess we'll have to coast, I said. Threw it in neutral, leaned back, let it roll down the hill. No point in steering either, I heard it agree. I've come to wonder if lost is the only bee, and any notion of found, just make-believe. The screech of the guardrail grinding, awake, I rub my bleary eyes as the nudge pushes us back onto the road and gravel over the edge. Thinking about fate, the illusion of control, and other things is hard to know. I lean forward, tapping the gauge, the one that reads fuel. The needle way past the top line, a splatter trail of gasoline, like a tail, on the road behind. That's never been the problem, it says, and you know it. I guess it depends on perspective, I say. Trees flash and branches sweep the passenger side. The mirror catches and twists, shows the sky instead of the road behind. That's better, it says. I nod my head in silence. One last branch smacks the windshield, a gleaming web left behind. That too, it says, bouncing left and back into line. Slow rolling on corrugated dirt stirs me. Dry mouth, rumbling stomach. I search the glove box and find an old canteen and half a sandwich. It'll have to do in place of a feast. Good morning, it says, and I eat. I spend a few days staring out the window. Not much in the way of distraction. The grade is slow and almost level. Little trouble and little revel. Forward isn't always progress, and the air inside is stale. In my mind, I'm standing naked in a field, letting the sun bathe me in light, when a sudden pounding shakes off my reverie, and I'm immediately back inside. Rain is pouring over the windshield, such torrents that I can't even see. At least the starburst of cracks used to show something ahead. Now it's just flashes of light through a stream. I roll down the window and let it beat against my face. This is certainly refreshing, it says, and I solemnly agree. We're coming through a wide turn now, continuous bouncing against the left bank of a ditch. Had it not been sunny and warm these last few days, shrinking the bed into a hard, cracked surface, the wheels would surely have been sucked into mud, hauled us down to our definite stop. Instead, the driver's side mirror breaks off. I watch as a hubcap trundles away. Clods of dirt and grass grip at the handle, and we're straight again by the end of the day. Nothing we couldn't manage, it says. You're not the only one damaged, I say. A few more days and I root through the glove box. I'm hungry again. Who are you kidding, it says. You mean still. I pat the dash as I find half a bottle of wine and an old friend, a plump withered nugget, while asphalt rolls along beneath. And here's half a loaf of bread. Good evening, it says, and I eat. Rolled up my aperitif, with a piece of the map I had found, so hard to unfold. I finally got a corner up after trying for days, and the lines of ink seemed to simply give up. They vanished from the page. It's not like we have a route planned, it said, and I nodded like a sage. By dawn we're in a field. The butterflies are nice, I say, but it doesn't seem to hear. The colors flip by, but the sky is quite drear. Long grasses eventually yield, and we're back upon the hardpan. There's water rushing. It's the middle of the night. Keening rips me awake like some demonic squeal. Showering sparks wash against the right-hand side, born out of blackness, as some invisible monstrosity sharpens its teeth against steel. Suddenly the back window breaks, and I wonder how that feels. I'm incapable of feeling a thing, it says. Can you teach me how? I appeal. Weeks of endless rolling. The wandering wheels run the roadway. Weeds stick up from the grillwork, bits of glass in the seat. The windows are terribly cloudy, and the suspension has started to squeak as we pass these countless days. I'm not moving, but I am moving. Could be the road that is rolling, not I. Could be the earth is turning beneath me instead of the whirl of the sky. I guess it depends on perspective, it says. That's always the problem, says I.